White House, multiple U.S. security screenings failed to flag synagogue terrorist. By Charlie Spiring on January 18, 2022. The White House admitted Tuesday that the United States government failed to flag a man who held four people hostage at a Texas synagogue on Saturday. Malik Faisal Akram, 44, who was shot and killed by police during his hostage attempt at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, was reportedly known by United Kingdom intelligence, according to reports. The United States government databases, however, did not. Our understanding, and obviously we are still looking into this, is he was checked against U.S. government databases multiple times prior to entering the country, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday. Akram flew into the United States through New York on January 22 with a tourist visa, according to reports. The U.S. government did not have any derogatory information about the individual in our systems at the time of entry, Psaki said. Akram's brother expressed disbelief that he was allowed into the country. How had he gotten into America? Akram said to the New York Times. Why was he granted a visa? How did he land at JFK Airport and not get stopped for 1 second? In January 2021, Biden ended former President Donald Trump's order requiring that intelligence agencies more thoroughly vet foreigners seeking to travel to the United States,